Random thought. Mm-hmm. Are today's kids growing up too fast, or are parents just babying them way too much?
You're asking me this question? That I don't have kids? Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Like this one? Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Random Thoughts Live, episode 12. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
I saw this video, right? And I sent it to you, and it's an interesting one. This woman is sitting in the car, and explain what happened. She was, I think, reading Anxious Generation, right? And there was a challenge that was there, and so she's following up on this challenge, which is to let your child do something without a parent. So her and her kids, they came up with things for them to do, and her seven-year-old wanted to go order a meal at Chick-fil-A. When you first hear that, does that make you go, well, there you go, that's a challenge?
I mean, no, that's what he wants to do. He's seven. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
So, yeah, that's what he wants to do. He thinks that's a big deal. Great. What you gonna say? What do you expect him to say at seven? I want to change the oil on dad's car.
Now that would be impressive. Because as a grown ass man, you know how I change my oil? I drive up and say, change the oil.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She couldn't see him. Right? Like, what? And it's interesting because she says, oh, well, you know, if the blinds were up and this and that. But then if you actually look, when she turns around, he's coming out of the store. You see that where she is parked, there's nowhere on earth she would have been able to see him, because she's looking dead at the brick wall. Right.
Right.
So she couldn't see him. But some of the things that she told him to go in and was like, look, if anyone gives you any trouble, ask for the manager, which, of course, gets people in the comments to go, teach him to be a Karen early, aren't you? I'm like, he's a boy. He's a kid. And she had a good reason for this, though, because her 10-year-old had an issue when he went into the store for her before with her card, and they wouldn't let him buy what she needed him to buy. So this is why she said, okay, if that happens, go ahead and ask for the manager if they give you any problems.
Now, right.
I know you don't have kids, but yep. I've got to ask, hypothetically speaking, because only one of us really answers hypothetical questions, right? Exactly. Thank you for volunteering, sir.
Sure. I like this game.
Last time somebody said that to me, I realized I lost immediately. Yeah. I still have PTSD from that. Would you let your child, would you let Terrell Jr., go in there where you couldn't see him at all?
If there was a Terrell Jr. and little TJ wanted to order some food at Chick-fil-A by himself, no, I'm not going to let him go in by himself. I'll go in with him and let him order and pay, but I'm not going to like have my eyes off of him. Chick-fil-A is a lot of kids running around. There's some sickos out in the world. There's two exits in a Chick-fil-A. It's not just a one-way in and one-way out. So if someone could have grabbed that kid, went out to the other side, where she can't see from her vehicle, and the kid's gone. You know, so
to be
no,
fair, there's technically three exits because there's one to the playground, too.
True. So, yeah, there's no way I'd let TJ do that. No.
Okay. And here's where we agree, because the way my anxiety is set up, there's no way I could not see, because too many scenarios would run in my mind, right?
Yeah.
And it's too many things. How do you sit there and go, oh, I can't see. He doesn't have a phone, so I can't call him. I can't talk him through it. I can't watch. Why didn't you park where you could see? You know, be a true Karen. Get out the car and watch from the side, right?
Or go in and sit in the back.
Yes.
Go inside, sit in the back, and just watch him. Mm-hmm. Do it. Hey, if you need anything, mommy's right here. But I believe in you. You can do this.
No, and here's the thing, though. I get it, because it's like, let them do something without a parent so there's no safety net. Right. And I think that was the purpose of the challenge, and the way they took this was, there's no safety net. The only safety net is you run outside and say, they won't save me, mama. And the manager said no, too.
Yeah. Did she give him her card or cash?
That I'm not sure. I want to say it might have been cash.
And that's my other thought. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let TJ walk into the store with cash, $20, without an adult. Now, if she used a card, and the Chick-fil-A person, customer service person, scanned the credit card without an adult around, that's a problem.
That's a good point. And, right. Okay, on two parts, because you're right. Letting somebody to scan, you know this kid doesn't have a debit card, right?
Right.
Unless it says Fisher-Price on it.
Right.
And if it scans, then damn. Fisher-Price has upgraded since like we were kids, right? But yeah, why would you do that? But the other thing, even with the cash, I remember as a kid going into the store and I'm standing in line. There's money on the floor, right? Look back and see it. And the guy behind me sees it. So he bends down. He picks up the money, puts it in his pocket. I don't even think twice about it till I go to pay and realize, mother, that was my money. He's no longer there. He's gone. Stole from a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, people are not nice, right?
Right.
However, Big Med, you know, shout out Big Med, man. He said Chick-fil-A, probably the best place for this kind of practice. No one kidnapping a child out of Chick-fil-A before an employee tackles them, arrests them, and then telling the child, my pleasure.
You have a lot of faith in Chick-fil-A's. I mean, I believe in their staff and all that, but they don't have Waffle House type staff that are going to jump in and break up a kidnapping.
You got to understand the standards people have Chick-fil-A at, though, right? I mean, because think about it. What people said before, hey, if I go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and they give me the wrong order, I just assume they know what's best for me. McDonald's, you going back and you mad. People hold Chick-fil-A to a whole nother standard. Here's somebody else who had said, official Leah Samson said, kids in the hood do this at 3. Good job, mama. You agree?
Well, they do. I mean, kids in the hood, you can go to the store and get a 40-ounce mm-hmm. and a pack of cigarettes, you know, and you're 7 with a
you
note.
Know, it's funny she said that because Melanie, she might have grown up in another hood, but she said if it were the 70s, you'd be sent down to the corner store for milk, bread, and a pack of smokes.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. With a note from your mom that says it's okay.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. So-and-so, please give Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, these Miss Parker cigarettes. I know your mama. Here you go.
Hey, Miss Parker. somebody else, Debster, says on the other side of it, I think 7 is a little too young. There's some crazies out there. Your son did a great job, though. Is 7 too young? I mean, seriously. Like you said, in the hood, doing it at 3, well, and 3 might be an exaggeration, but still, right? You are outside playing. Oh, this is a different generation. Outside playing by yourself, come back in when it's time, right?
Yeah, but that's now. That wasn't like that back in the day. And I do think 7's too young. You know, just, it's okay if you let your 7-year-old go up and order and you're inside the place, you can see them. Mm-hmm. I think 7's too young to let them just go in by themselves. Mm. And you're sitting outside in the parking lot.
Okay, so what's the appropriate age then? 16?
I don't know what the appropriate age is. It depends on how mature your kid is. There's some very mature 10-year-olds, and there's some 10-year-olds that you don't let out of your eyesight because you don't know what they're going to do. So it just depends.
That is,
you know, but I just think at 7, I'm going to go inside, and I'll sit in the back and just watch and let them do the adult thing on their own. But I'm going to be inside with them. I'm not going to sit in my car and just hope for the best.
You know, we had a daddy-daughter date on Saturday, right? And one of the things, as we're sitting down there in the restaurant, all right, so what do you want to eat? Looking at the menu, she said, I want pasta. All right, what kind of pasta? Because there's a couple different ones here, right? Pick it out. All right, spaghetti. Okay. Of course, she had a hard time saying spaghetti. All right, and you're going to get what? This. Okay, cool. And what do you want with it? Broccoli. Okay, cool. And what about to drink? Well, what do they have? And okay, this. What do you want? She orders it, right? So, okay, cool. When the waitress comes, I don't give the order. I say, all right, tell her what you want. You know, and these are things do because there are ways to kind of give your child some independence in that space, right? Where they learn how to order, they learn how to do these things. They want to pay, you let them pay. My wife lets my daughter pay all the time when they go in the store because she's, you know, she has this game in the store sometimes. All right, I'm the mom, you're the child. Now, this gets really wild because when you're in the store and you have a 4-year-old saying, Yanni, come here. I'm like, hey, hold it now, little girl. And I'm like, all right, stop calling me Yanni. She's like, why? I'm the mom.
But I'm getting checked by a 4-year old. You know that? You turn to that parent. I ain't one of your little friends that you could talk to any kind of way.
Apparently, I am. Oh my God! I got checked by my daughter for that. Like, hold up, man. So it's more of a, I guess, the combination of it. They're always do it, but this was a little extreme, is what you're saying.
I think it was extreme. I mean, it's great. He did a good job. I watched the video. Awesome for him, but I just wouldn't feel comfortable letting my 7-year-old go into Chick-fil-A by themselves.
Look how proud he was at the end of that video. He was so proud. I didn't even have to ask for the manager.
Yeah, he could have been proud with her sitting in the back. Same result would have happened.
True. Do you think this gives him false security to do anything from here on?
No. No, I'm not going to think that. He did an adult thing, and he feels great about it. This is what he picked. Awesome for him. Mm-hmm. I just disagree.
Okay. And I agree, because the way my anxiety is set up, got to keep the eyes on the little one.
My anxiety is set up. Yes. I got a checking and a savings.
And it's so unbalanced.
Yeah.
That what we can't do is this. Well, your trust issues probably would have been at an extremely heightened level if you were at this convention with Marvin Sapp. You've seen this video, right?
Yeah.
Of him, lock the doors. Hey, nobody getting... Okay, I'm exaggerating.
Code 10. Took them chains on them doors.
I see somebody's trying to sneak out. Stop them.
Yeah.
Kev on stage had a beautiful skit about it. Kind of took it a little extreme. The shakedown at the door. Yeah. But here's the thing. As people reacted to it, Marvin Sapp had to come out and say some things, because one of the things he talked about was the fact that people were trying to come for him and actually threatening, like, family and church members, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, let's see if I find this here. People have taken clickbait and made something out of it that it isn't. And because of that, my church has been getting phone calls. People have called my church, cussed me out. And my staff are afraid because I've received death threats over $20 and shut the door. Is this an overreaction?
No. And here's my issue with Marvin Sapp.
Okay.
It's apologize and say you were wrong. If you just say you're wrong, great. You're making yourself sound like a victim.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he's describing that.
Mm-hmm.
Over just $20, whatever. You should never lock the doors until people, you know, until you give, you're not getting out. That's ridiculous. That's on him. So to me, it's not an overreaction. It's just if you just would apologize and say, yeah, a year ago, I was wilding. My bad. But I prayed. God forgave me. And I hope you do, too.
And I'm glad you said that, because this clip is from a year ago. So no matter what you do, it can come up later. And people will react to it in real time of them seeing it like it just happened, right? He was on a Ricky Smiley morning show. And one of the things he said, shutting the doors means people still have the ability to go in and out. So it's not like they chained the doors. It was at a convention. So at a convention center, you know, you can't lock the doors. When he said shut the door.
Right.
See, is it a choice of words shut? Because he didn't say lock the door. He didn't say close the door. He said shut the door. Do people think shut means lock?
Well, he told the ushers to shut the doors. And the ushers were like, he's tripping. And they're like, no, shut the door. Like, he kept saying it.
Yeah.
Like, shut the doors. So he's implying you can't leave until you give your $20. Now, that might not be what came out of his mouth, but that's the message that people probably online heard.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that his congregation that was there probably sees nothing wrong with this.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't even his congregation.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The people at the convention, none of them see anything wrong with it.
But what were they supposed to do?
Well, I just think it's people that are very religious, and you know where I stand on religion. They tend to believe and support and do whatever. The pastor, the bishop, he got someone else pregnant. He can sleep with people. He's still a man of God and everything is great. You know, and when it comes to money, the bishops drive around in Mercedes and you got people there who can't eat. But everybody thinks the bishop is great and that's awesome. So I don't think anybody that was there thought negatively of Marvin Sapp when that happened, or else we'd have heard about this in July 2024 when it happened. The fact that it went viral is now where people are like, what the hell is this? But rightfully so. You should never do that.
You said that he should apologize, right? Here's something else he said on Ricky Smiley. He said, they've taken issue with my tone, and I can honestly say, looking at the video, maybe I was a little too assertive than I should have been, and I can apologize for that. There's your apology. Are you happy?
No, because that's like telling Ike, when you told Anna May to eat the cake, you should have said it nicely.
But was the issue with him not saying it nicely?
Yeah, I'm just saying that. Yeah, no, you can't be like, hey, just I was wrong in doing this. You can't say I shouldn't have been so assertive when I said shut the doors. I shouldn't have been as assertive. Okay. I shouldn't have said shut the doors. I should never have said shut the doors.
There were people getting
up. I was caught
up
in the moment. I was tripping. The Holy Ghost got into me, and I just kind of got a little off in my head. But I'm back, and I was wrong.
So that's the apology you wanted.
Yeah, just say you were wrong. Because I think people will be okay with that. But when you say, well, you know, you're taking out of context. This was back in July. I shouldn't have been as assertive. So he's not apologizing for what he said. He's apologizing for the tone. I think his issue is just apologize and own it, and you'd be fine.
Okay. Something else you brought up was the fact of, and there was a lot you said before, right? And one of the things was about the money that, and what was to him in particular, but it was just, it was a more generalization, right? About certain pastors who may be driving the Mercedes and certain people can't eat in the congregation. One of the things that Ricky did ask him was about that, right? And not just about that in particular, because there were things, comments that people made on that video when it went viral saying, man, if you just take it off that Rolex, that was way more than the $40,000 he was trying to raise. Because he would say $20 from 1,000 people in here and 1,000 people online, that's $40,000. And then part of his explanation was, well, he walked out. He didn't get to see it, how much was actually raised after he did that. But Ricky did ask him about money and finances, right?
He did.
Wait. Here we go. I'm trying to get this to play. Here we go. See if I can get it right this time. Also, my phone doesn't want to work now.
I just realized my door has been open the whole time. I never closed my door.
It's the time for, as long as nobody comes walking in, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'd hate to have to watch that on live.
Somebody come in, choke me out. I'm like, ah.
that would be bad. All right, so here's the clip from Ricky.
And again, let's be clear. Not a dime of that money came to me. Not a dime. And where do your money come from? 16 years of pastoring, I never got paid a dime. That's a fact. 16 years. You can call the church. You can ask them. I pastored the Lighthouse for Life Center Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan for free for 16 years. 9 years of those 16 years, I gave a minimum of $30,000 a month.
A minimum.
Where in the world is Grand Rapids?
Grand Rapids.
He said that so well. Grand Rapids. Like, where's Grand Rapids?
It's next to Grandma's.
He said that fast. So there's a lot of mega church pastors that don't take money from their congregation. Joel Osteen doesn't get a salary from his church, according to him. He makes his money on speaking engagements and book deals. Totally respect that. Marvin Sapp, I get it. If you
How much
make
does his
your,
wife get?
If you make your money not from the church, no one has an issue with how you make your money. The issue is the fact that you said shut the doors until you get $20 from 1,000 people that are there and present, $20 from 1,000 people online, and then you said the people on the pulpit have to do $100 because it pays to be in this position. You have to pay to be in this position. And I was like, wait a minute, you got to pay to be in the pulpit?
You got to pay to go in VIP? Like,
yeah, you got to pay to do all that?
Don't no, you pay to service. Go in VIP?
That's service. That's not paying. You got to pay to do that. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm just saying. Okay. To be fair, if they're raising this for a worthy cause, right?
If they were raising this for kids to, for cancer research for children, it doesn't matter. When you say shut the doors, it doesn't matter what the issue is or what the cause is.
So your issue is just on the shutting the doors.
Yes, you don't shut the doors until make it seem like people can't leave until they give you $20. That's the way his message was received by the social media folks that saw the video in the last week.
So it's not about the intent. It's about how it was received, the message was received.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your goal is to raise $40,000 for whatever cause. That's what they brought you there for, hoping you can be a good revenue generator. Totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
When you say ushers lock the doors aggressively, the way he kept doing it wasn't like he just said it once. Hey, shut the doors. All right, and going went on back to his spiel. He was like, no, shut the doors. Ushers, shut the doors. Ushers, shut the doors. He kept saying it. So
that's they didn't hear him the first time. He's just assuming it.
No, he has a microphone. He's fine.
Okay, now the money does it. You already said it doesn't matter where the money went to, right? There's some other things that he explained. Like, okay, there's certain times when people don't get up and leave. And to be fair, there are times when they do close the doors at church, right?
Right.
It's been a while. But there are times when they do close the doors. So isn't the offering one of those times?
No. So when I grew up in church, it was a large church, but the doors were never closed. Now, if they were doing offering or they were doing prayer, the ushers wouldn't let people move around.
Mm.
So if somebody walked in the middle of the offering going, they'd have them wait till the offering was done. And actually, that's not even true, because they had tried to see if they can get seated so they can put money into the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to hold the money back from these people at the door. So, but
how much you got?
If there was prayer going on, benediction was going on, they would make everybody stand and wait.
Uh-huh.
But never seen an issue where the offering plate's going around, no one can get up, go to the bathroom, no one can get up and move. And what Marvin was saying, it's like a safety issue because from a security standpoint. And I'm thinking to myself, what person is going to be at this convention and grab the offering plate and run out?
I mean, to be fair, we did see somebody try to rob a church on a live stream before.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. But that's different than someone grabbing the offering plate and running out.
But,
to where he says people can't move around.
For his safety issue, he said, bring the plates up here. Everybody come to the altar. Let me see you give your $20. Now, that was a little extreme. And that's the other
thing. Yeah. I want to physically see you give money because I don't believe any of you ninjas are going to donate. So I want to physically see you walk your black behind up here and put in your $20.
What service did you see?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like that sounds like trust issues. I want to see you do it. Thousand of you in here. I want to close the doors. I want to see you walk up here, look me in the eyes when you put that money in the plate.
Count them. One. Two.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't like any part of that. I thought it was messy. I thought it was bad. Not a good look.
Okay. So there's nothing that he can do short of just saying, I apologize to tell him to shut the doors.
Yes. Just say, hey, I was wrong. Good feedback. I appreciate that. My bad. I was wrong. Will never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And move on. But the fact that you're dismissing it is no big deal. Yeah, people are going to call your church and say all these things to you, but you brought this on yourself.
Okay. Very fine line right there, because you just said you brought this on yourself. Does that justify the way people are reacting and calling the church and making threats and death threats and all of this nonsense to family members and members of the church? Mm. Is that fair in that sense then?
It's not fair, but that's the world that we're in right now.
Mm.
That's the world of social media and things go viral.
He didn't put it out there.
But if he just owns it and says, I was wrong, that would minimize it.
Do these people need to come out and say they're wrong too?
Doesn't matter. They're not going to. But the thing is, he's the one at fault. He should come out and say he's wrong instead of going on Ricky Smiley trying to make it sound like this was over a year ago and this is getting blown out of proportion and maybe my tone. Dude, just own it and say, my bad.
Mm.
Swing and a miss on that one. I should do better. Let me pray on it. I did. God forgave me. I hope you do too.
So, me and the Lord had a talk.
Yeah.
We good. Yeah. Are we?
Hey, guys. I talked to God today, and he said me and him are good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You can pass that along. Spread the word.
Two things we found out today. One, Terrell is not letting his child go in Chick-fil-A by himself, and he is not forgiving Marvin Sapp until he gives an apology for saying, I shouldn't have said I to shut the doors.
Exactly.
And everybody else is justified in the mean things they're doing in response to him.
Yes.
No, stop it.
You're not going to get them. They're anonymous people. You're not going to get them to apologize. You don't know who all these people are. But we know who Marvin Sapp is. He has the one to control it and say, you know what? I prayed about it. I thought a lot about it. You know what? You guys were right. I was way out of line. And I apologize to my congregation. Apologize to anybody that saw that. I apologize. It's not a representative of who I am. And I'm working on being a better person. I prayed about it. God forgave me. I hope you do too.
And if all 10,000 of you that call this church would donate $20, I will give an apology on Sunday.
If all 10,000 of you just gave $1, if I get $10,000, hey, lock all the doors. Everybody's out. It doesn't matter. If I give, you're going to get a virus in your computer.
They can't hang
if you
up.
Don't donate in the next 30 minutes.
What would be worse? If locking the doors or all right, shut everybody's phone down?
Yeah.
Nobody gets to use their phone again until we get $40,000 in this pot.
It'd be better if he says, shut down iPhone users. Androids, y'all are fine. iPhone users, y'all are shut down until I get $40,000.
Well, that would have been 99% of that congregation.
Exactly. He'd have got the money real quick.
And those Android users would be like, I told y'all I had to get that iPhone.
I told y'all Android was better.
But like, no, it's not. You got a messy desktop. Stop
it's
it.
It's just Marvin Sapp knows Android users ain't got no money. So, why they have Android?
That is so not true. That is so not true. Oh, my God. You're not forgiving him. And you know what? There are people who are kind of torn, right? So there's something that's coming up that we're getting ready to do as we're trying to figure out what show we're doing next. Because Never Ever Mets is coming. So are we still going to do that?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is popping up. Sorry, I don't mean to cover all of us up, but Pop the Balloon Live, right? On Netflix starting next week. Whew, it's already, man, it's April already, right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to do this. And people are having a fit about it because it's hosted by Yvonne Orji from Insecure. But I wonder, was it the fact that Yvonne Orji is doing it, not Arlette? Or is it that, is it the complexion of the hand in the art? Why are people upset about this?
It's Arlette's baby, right? But she's not great as a host, hostess. So maybe they had to get someone else to do it. She could be involved as executive producer.
She is. Her and her husband are both executive producers.
Yeah.
They're getting paid.
100%. And rightfully so. They've earned it. But yeah, is she the best face to put on there? No. So get someone else to do it. Great. And you could just observe, maybe put a little more work into finding qualified talent to be on the show instead of just letting anybody walk in. So hopefully, I'm curious to see what's going to be different.
Right.
Now that Netflix has it compared to what we watched online, because we watched online, I just felt like they were just grabbing any dude off the street. Hey.
And brought them back a couple of times. Here's the thing. I think people are afraid that it's going to lose the essence of what it was. Because, yeah, maybe it wasn't the best. There are things that we said when we first saw it, like, yeah, there are things we could easily tweak with it. But it was successful.
Yeah.
It gained over a million views on each one. There are ways they could have gotten a lot more, but I can't say, oh, well, they should have done this because what they were doing worked.
Right.
Now that it's being taken to a bigger platform, the question becomes, does it lose it, right? And here's the issue I have with people saying that they shouldn't put somebody else in there instead of her, right? It's the fact that y'all say it about Nick and Vanessa all the time when it comes to Love is Blind. Oh, they don't need to host it anymore. They need to put somebody. Arlette and her husband brought it to this point.
Right.
And now that they got to this point and they were able to have this, it's their intellectual property. It's been copied. It's been emulated many times. Now they get put it. And we said this. You probably get a Netflix deal. They have a couple other things they're doing. So I guarantee you it's not just a one show deal.
Right.
This moves on and then something else comes behind it. But they're getting paid off of it. EPs on this. I don't understand the problem.
I don't see a problem with it at all. Make your money. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. You created something that got a lot of buzz. And I think Netflix now, you got a bigger backer that's going to make it better.
Yes.
So, great. We want to see it be better because it could be a really good show. The concept is amazing, right? If you look at all the reality shows that we do, the concept of Pop the Balloon is amazing. The problem is the quality of the contestants is what made it trash on the internet. But yet, a million views, So it's still working. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see what Netflix is going to do to kind of kick it up a notch. But of course, I think they're going to get a different person to be the hostess of the show, someone that's a little bit more qualified.
Well, Yvonne, and this is where people are going, because Yvonne Orji is an actress, right?
Yeah.
What makes her qualified to do it? I'm not even going to ask what you're doing right now. What?
Back scratcher, man.
I can't believe you actually broke that out on the pod. I see you do it pre-show all the time.
This is for the members. This is the real tarot. This is what you get to see.
You do know 24 hours later, everybody else sees this.
True, but at least the members see it first. It's like, I have a back scratcher. When I need to scratch my back, I got some help. Nothing wrong with that.
Number 96, must be able to scratch his back. And must be able to give Pop the Balloon a chance. I can't wait to see what it looks like. I love Yvonne Orji. I think she's a great, great personality anyway, right? Big personality. Yeah. Loved on Insecure, but I loved her doing her stand-up. She's got a great story. It'll be interesting to see.
I don't know who that is. I've never seen Insecure. So.
Yvonne,
I know it's
Orji.
Issa Rae's deal.
Yeah,
I know it's her deal. I almost said Lisa Rae, but it's Issa Rae.
Yeah, that was bad, but very wrong.
I did. But
you caught yourself.
I caught it, but I didn't watch Insecure. So
yeah, no, it's good. You should. You can binge watch the whole thing now.
Okay.
You like the last episode of season one? The very last 30 seconds of season one.
I don't even want to know why.
He's about to go find it. All right, go to Max. Go down there. Last 30 seconds.
Fast forward.
You know what?
This ninja.
You're right. All right, so we'll be back with that. And, of course, we'll be right back here again with more random thoughts as things kind of smooth out for us now. When we get back to our random thoughts. Not live, but, yeah, our random thoughts.
Yeah. I'm ready for it.
Do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure to follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit by the internet. We'll maybe talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.